This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
In Revelation 4 is a picture of the throne of God. Chapters 2 and chapters 3, the letters to the seven churches, and then it begins with the chapter 4 with the vision of the throne of God. And before the throne in verse 6, there was a sea of glass like crystal. And of course, many believe that that sea of glass is the place that where saints will be able to go and look from heaven to see earth. They'll be able to look through the sea of glass and see what's going on planet earth. And but in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures. Those living creatures are cherubim, certain classification of angel. And they were full of eyes in front and in back. So these living creatures were the thing that John noticed distinctively about them was that they were full of eyes. Eyeballs everywhere. And then the first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature, the second cherubim, was a calf. The third was had the face of a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. Now, Ezekiel saw the same thing. Back in the Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 1, he also describes the vision of the throne of God, that he saw. And that God showed him. He saw a vision of the throne. And it was also surrounded by four cherubim, four living creatures. And they also were bearing the four likenesses that John saw in Revelation. The four likenesses were the same four that we have in the seventh verse of chapter 4 in Revelation. The likenesses were the represent our many believe to represent the Gospels, the four Gospels, which is, of course, a revelation of Jesus Christ, who he was, what he did. Without the Gospels, what would we know about Jesus? Very little. The Gospels give us the picture of who Jesus was, where he came from, what he did, what he was like, his attributes, his characteristics, everything about him we discover in the Gospels. And so these four living creatures represented the four Gospels. The one was like a lion, and the lion is the Gospel of Matthew, because that is the Lion of Judah. That's the Messianic Gospel. That was the one that was written more to Jewish people than to others. The second one was like the calf, the ox, the work animal, and that was the Book of Mark, which goes from event to event and gives very little personal stuff, just goes from things that Jesus did. He did this, he did this, he did this, he did this. It's the working gospel. The third living creature was that of a man, which is reflected his humanity, and we see that in the Book of Luke, as Jesus did much healing and so forth, ministering to people throughout the Book of Luke, and we see the humanity of Christ. And then the fourth one was like the eagle, where you get the eagle view of seeing Christ from above. And that's the Gospel of John. So we have those four surrounding the throne, manifesting Christ, and revealing Jesus, who he is and what he did. And then we see that there's eyes everywhere. And these eyes are very important. The eyes speak of God's perception or God's viewpoint of things. What does God see? How does God see it? How does God see you? How does God see this world? How does God see life? You know, people spend their entire lives searching for the meaning of life. And really, the Bible has it. God has a viewpoint on life, what it is, why we are here, what we are doing, where we are going, how short life is, what eternity is. I mean, God's viewpoint is final on all of these things that people search their whole lives for. God's the revelation of God is that he is full of eyes. He's full of perception. He's full of his own divine viewpoint, which is absolutely correct and is never wrong. So the eyes speak of God's perception or viewpoint. And each time a believer receives truth from the Word of God, every time you receive truth, it is like God has opened an eye in your life. You see something you didn't see before. And whenever, from the moment you first became a Christian until today, you have learned many truths. Many truths God has shown you. Each time he has opened your eye to a new truth. He has opened your eye to a new principle or to a new promise or to something that is absolute truth, absolute reality. You didn't see it before. Then you saw it because God showed it to you. We are spirit-taught people, and God illuminates us to these things. He teaches us these things, and our eyes are open. We also can have many eyes. We can have many eyes and see things as God sees them. And so we can see, for example, you may never have realized in your life that God loved you, and then one day you realized it. God showed it to you, whether it was through a message or through a verse or through personal ministry in prayer, and your eye was open and you saw it. God loves me. That's my eye was open to that one day that I realized God loved me. I never knew that before. And that means so much to me because nobody else does. But God does. And God is in control. My eye was opened in that area. God forgave me of every sin. Never remembers it again. My eye was opened. So all of these things accumulate in my life. All of these truths, and my eyes are open. That's why the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 1:18, he prayed that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. He said, I want your eyes to be opened to all of the amazing truths that God has to share with you. So you may know the hope of your calling, you may know the riches of his glory and the inheritance that he has in the saints. I want your eyes to be open so that you see and have perception, so that you have eyes all around. You see forward, you have eyes behind your head. You see what's going on behind you, you see what's in front of you. You see what your past, you look behind you and your past is gone forever. You look before you and you see that every day is brand new with the Lord. His faithfulness never quits. His compassions are new every morning. Your eyes are open to all these things. And this is something that happened since the day you were first became a Christian. These are words from the throne. These are throne words that have opened our eyes to new and amazing truths that we have that have become our perspective, our viewpoint, the way we see things too. Now, there's another throne, of course, that there's always another throne. That's that is a throne that is rooted in darkness. It is a different kind of throne, and we perhaps were operating out of this throne before we met Christ, before we started to gain and glean the truths of the Bible. There is a different throne. It's called the throne of iniquity. Psalm 94:20. The throne of iniquity is when a person is outside of Christ and they're occupied with themselves. They're occupied with themselves. Their perception or their eyes are formed only by the input of their emotions and their rational information. It's a natural mind. And their eyes are only see what their emotions show them or what their ration or reason show them. And they don't see the truth from God's perspective. They only see things in their small little world. They're going through a problem and they only see flesh and blood people are causing this, and situations are against me, and they get paranoid, and they get fearful, and they get worried because they're in this they're operating out of a throne of iniquity, where everything surrounds them, and they don't see things as God sees them. It's a throne of iniquity. Satan has made his career in manipulating our minds and emotions to keep us away from the truth. 2 Corinthians 4:4. He blinds the minds. He is a mind blinder. And he blinds the minds so that we don't see the truth that God wants to show us. People live their lives but never see the big picture. They go through life and they never really know what life was all about. From the new birth, when you and I got saved, we were, prior to that, probably functioning out of a throne of iniquity, and life was very, very small to us, and things were very small. It was all about what we were going through and what was happening to us and how things affected us and who insulted us and how we could get ahead and how we could advance and so forth. Everything was about me. And so from that, from the new birth, I then had a capacity to accumulate information from God. I didn't have that before. I was awakened spiritually. You were awakened spiritually. You became born again. And you were able to receive now from the other throne, the throne of God. You were able to receive from the Holy Spirit. You were able to receive truth upon truth upon truth that would open your eyes to a new reality that was not there before. And the minds became something that over a period of time became renewed. And that's what Romans 12:2 talks about, the renewing of our minds. And that is the accumulation of truth, doctrine upon doctrine, truth upon truth, principle upon principle. And eventually that gives you a thought process, a frame of reference, if you will, that is biblical, that is godly, that is different than what you had prior to Christ. Before you just had, you know, dog eat dog. This is the world. This is the way we live. You got to advance by stepping on people on the way up. You know, everything surrounds me. But now, I have a different perspective. I have a frame of reference that is biblical, and that biblical frame of reference is called the mind of Christ. It's called the mind of Christ, and it's the renewed mind. Psalm 119:130. The entrance of your words give light. The entrance of your words give light. And that is a beautiful thing. As the word enters into a believer's heart and mind, then he is enlightened. It says it gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. You simple ones. It gives understanding. And we begin to understand who I am. And what God thinks of me, and how special are we, and how special is it to be a Christian, and what we're on the earth for, and where we're going, and what God has for us, and what his plan for our life is, not what our plan is, what is his plan for our life. And we are people who are set apart, sanctified, set apart by God for a special purpose.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and